were in the game, and you saw some improvement with them as tight ends in the Texans' run game on Sunday against the Patriots. One of their best run days. All right, they averaged both their runners averaged over nearly 8 yards a carry. Both of them, both Pierce and Mixon, as Pierce went for 100 yards plus and had a long run, and then Damian Pierce had the long touchdown run as well. Are you buying it now? Are you buying with Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce a part of this run game? Are you buying that that's actually the real Texans run game? That's closer to the real Texans run game than we've seen here the previous 4 weeks.
Look, I'm buying as long as everybody's healthy. I mean, the Patriots defense, I know the Patriots football team in general is not a very good football team. And I'll be honest, I think the defense is a good defense, but I think when it comes to, at this point, being a one-win team, there's probably a little bit of let go of the rope in this group. But the Patriots defense coming into the Texans game, they were top 10 in scoring defense. And the Texans offense, with the help of the turnovers, I get it, but with the Texans offense scored 41 points. The Patriots defense, again, they were top 6 in the NFL in yards allowed per carry. And as a group, the Texans went for 6.9, which is almost 7 yards a carry, and then Joe Mixon was at 7.8 per carry. Now, that's that big run in there, 60-some-odd yards, whatever it was.
I love Joe Mixon.
But that's how this thing works. And that was a hell of a performance by the offensive line. I thought they improved. I thought it was a hell of a performance by Bobby Slowick.
As you said, they adjusted, right? They were more – it seemed like they were more running in between their big three,
was a lot more G-scheme type stuff where you're pulling guards, you're pulling tight ends, and they're kicking guys out instead of that floating, dancing, stretching to the sideline and hoping you hit a seam. There was a lot more downhill right now, G-scheme type stuff, double teams. That there was just it was a shift in – I think what's the most talked about, I don't want to sit here and paint this picture, to be completely honest with you, like the Texans haven't done some of this stuff leading up to the Patriots game. They had done some of it. Just the conversation around the Shanahan offense and the Kubiak offense back in the day and what people think Bobby Slowick and what this offense should look like, I think there's some buzzwords, and one of them is outside zone, outside zone, outside zone, which is something that they would like to do. But they have done it all, and it seems like Sunday versus the Patriots, they settled in and maybe just accepted, hey, we're going to be a little bit more downhill and a little bit more G-scheme oriented than what the conversations are around this football team. And so to answer the question, yes, I'm buying because of several reasons. This isn't just a gut feeling. Joe Mixon is back. He's a difference maker. Damian Pierce is back. He's better than what you had running at number two, just generally speaking. Then you get to thinking about the adjustments that Bobby made in terms of downhill G-scheme type runs. Again, Joe can do it all. Damian Pierce, that's his bread and butter. The adjustment with getting Schultz out of the way and letting some other guys do work inside that are better suited to do that inside work, I think was a big plus. And so, yeah, I'm buying because of what all went into it and the fact that I think there was something the Patriots could hang their hat on defensively coming into this game, and it was run defense. And it was keeping teams out of the end zone, and the Texans had a field day Sunday doing both. So, yeah, I'm buying it, man. I'm in. I'm buying it. Now, we'll see what happens against the best defenses in the league, like teams that are actually winning and are playing for something and are preparing and hoping for a Super Bowl. We'll see what happens there. But for right now, yeah, I'm buying it.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, are you buying that the Texans' run game is closer to what it was on Sunday against the Patriots or more what we've seen prior? To me, I'm not 100% bought in. I want to see some more performances with Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce, but clearly those guys make it different. They're different. It's just we've only seen it really twice. And we saw a little bit of the first half of the Bears game, and they struggled even before the injury to Mixon in that game. So I want to see a little bit more, but clearly they are a different running team and a different rushing offense when they two guys, especially Mixon, is involved.
Well, to me, look, what I really like about it too, Ron, is that there's a level of physicality there with both of the backs that we've talked about, Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon. And if you play to the strengths of your interior offensive line with this group for damn sure, but with most teams, you're playing a more physical brand of football if you're catering your offense to your interior offensive line and two physical backs, right? And then all of a sudden you add Cade Stover and even Kendrick Green to the backfield. Now we're introducing some physicality to the Texans that just isn't there if you're trying to run that outside zone and you're banking on Brevin Jordan and Dalton Schultz to be the guys on the edge and all that job. It's just an entire different mindset that I think that the Texans are at least Sunday, it's what their approach was totally different.
And also to the point you made yesterday, I also want to see if that was we saw something on film, that's the best way to attack the Patriots, or is this going to be a thing of, hey, we're going to be more of a team that runs it down here, we're going to really run it around those guys, or was this just a, hey, we see they're better on the edge, it's going to be more difficult for us to get on the edge, and they're soft on the inside. That's the other part. I want to see if they continue to use that strategy against the Packers, against the Colts, against everybody else.
Well, and that's just one thing that, I didn't agree with how Bill O'Brien at least talked the game, and I don't agree with the way that Bobby Slowick talks the game from that perspective either. I just, at some point, you've got to impose your will on people. Like and the Texans don't have the flexibility or the range of offensive linemen to go, well, this week we're just going to do this because we feel like it's the best way to attack the defense. Like, you don't have the ability at the tackle position or the tight end position to bring that level of physicality to the field. And so letting the defense, just generally speaking, philosophically, in theory, letting the defense dictate what you do, I think is silly to that degree. Like, at some point, like with Baltimore, and I know this is an extreme because it's the best run team in the game, but, like, I don't think Baltimore watches tape on people and goes, yeah, man, this week we're just going to toss zone this thing. We're going out heavy outside zone this week. You know,
yeah, they're gonna do what they do.
You got Derrick Henry. You're gonna get him downhill. You're gonna move him downhill right now. It's gonna be, even if you're gonna run outside zone, you're gonna run outside zone off the tackle. You're not gonna toss it. I mean, and if you do, it's gonna be because you feel like you've got, like, right now we got to do it right now. You're not gonna adjust your entire identity because the defense gives you a chance, gives you an opportunity. I don't like that approach to offensive football, in my opinion. So I don't. And to be honest with you, I don't know how much I buy into it.
Well, let's talk to Cade Stover and see his thoughts. What changed? They had struggled